The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The voice of the people. News Talk 710, KNUS, Denver. Put some attitude between your ears with Peter Boyles on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Morning, everyone. On a Friday morning, the 18th of September, 2020. Stefan at 3. The documentary film that Stefan has done, Denver in Decay, is an overwhelming hit. 85 warm, hazy continues. 87 Saturday, 80 on Sunday. Coming up, Aurora City Councilman Dave Gruber on the Aurora City arrest about the rioters who were arrested. And in the meantime, I'm such a fan. He always comes on with us. His bestseller now is Blitzed, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And I read his extensive, and I thought, on the money about the NFL and its ratings problems. Please say good morning. Welcome back to the radio show, David Horowitz. Mr. Horowitz, good morning. Thanks for doing it again.
Good morning, Peter.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
No, you're the best. I know that maybe you don't have access to this, but the overnights came in and the Browns and Bengals were down 45% from last year at this time.
Yeah. Well, look, here are some of the most revered human beings in our culture. You know, you talk about people like, I don't happen to like LeBron James. The guy's been made a billionaire because of his talents. He's lived an incredibly privileged life. And he comes up with statements like, "If you know, all us blacks were being hunted down every day." What kind of crap is that? And they, you know, it's partly, black skin privilege. That is, he knows that nobody's going to be critical of what he has to say, or at least tell it like it is. People are scared of criticizing blacks, as we all know. The same thing with Bill Russell. I mean, I had the greatest respect for Russell. And he came out with this statement the other day, and it's a long, heartfelt essay. And nothing's changed in segregation. America's racist, and, you know, in every sector of American life. And then he goes down the list of these Black Lives martyrs. And he has, all the facts wrong. Breonna Taylor wasn't shot in her sleep. She seemed like a very decent person, but had a really bad judgment to have a boyfriend who was a big drug dealer. And to keep in touch with him after they separated, so that he had just visited her the month before, and he used her mailing address. So, you know, this was a misconceived story, and not researched enough sting, shall we say. They sent cops to 5 different houses that they thought were part of this guy's distribution. She happened to be sleeping in her house with a new boyfriend. The two of them got up, and the boyfriend, when the cops came in the front door, shot one of them. And of course, the reaction is, you know, blam, blam, blam. I mean, that's normal. These cops have families. They're going into a house that they think is a drug depot, and somebody shoots at them. So she, you know, it was tragedy, but she wasn't murdered, and she certainly wasn't murdered in her sleep. But that's what Bill Russell is going on. And how irresponsible is that? You scare black people. I think most black people know, although, you know, there's an awful lot of black citizens who are saying that their children, I can't remember. Oh, it was Russell who said that. a black child doesn't grow up being scared of being killed by the Ku Klux Klan. He grows up being scared about being killed by police. The black kids have been killed recently. There's been about 10 of them from, you know, ages 1 to 8 have been killed by gangbangers who are running riots in the streets because the Democrat Party and the Black Lives Matter are attacking our police forces and making their lives of policemen unlivable. It's not the cops who are killing them, it's other blacks.
Our guest is one and only David Horowitz's book, Blitz, on Donald Trump smashing the left and winning. Let's look at, if we could, because I read your, and it was a really good piece I read on the NFL. People have turned them off, and I read different people. I don't know anything at all about sports, but the politics of this, and the NFL, the commissioner, is denying that politics play out in this. Last night, they were down 45% in general across the board, and you weigh and measure the first weekend. I was reading some guys, David, that said by the fourth week is when you will really know that whether or not this holds, but the trend is significantly down. NBA.
Who wants to look at a basketball game with this huge Black Lives Matter sprawled across?
Either way, I mean,
when you know, the longer we go on with this violence, the more people look at who Black Lives Matter is. It's a violent, racist, Marxist organization. Its leaders have embraced the terrorists in the Middle East. These people don't give a damn about black lives. And, you know, everybody points it out. There's all this black-on-black killing. They don't say anything or do anything about that. They've raised hundreds of millions of dollars. Where is it going? They don't have any community projects. They aren't doing anything to help the black community. All that money is going into their political campaign to destroy our police forces, which happens to be you know, one of the favorite agendas of the left. Back in the 60s, I was always sort of deviant when I was in the left. But the left used to say the cops are an occupying army in the ghetto, which was baloney then, you know, and is baloney now. These are just revolutionaries. People don't understand. I mean, normal Americans do not have a clue as to the revolutionary mentality. But his first thing is to destroy everything, and in particular destroy the military and the police for obvious reasons. That's what Black Lives Matter is about. It's not about black lives.
Our guest is...
Who wants to go to a... I can't remember which... I watched... You know, part of one basketball game just to see what was going on. Mm-hmm. I used to watch them a lot. I love basketball. Mm-hmm. But there's a guy out on the court with a shirt that says education reform. Mm-hmm. What the hell is that?
Why
do I want a basketball player telling me he's for education reform?
Well, David Horowitz is with us. So week one begins, and week two actually begins last night. And the Bengals and Browns were down 45% from the year before. The Broncos were down over 31%. Now, I went through all the Denver...
That's shocking. Mm. I have to tell you, as a transplanted Californian, I went to the Raiders-Broncos game a couple of years ago. I've never seen a crowd...
Well,
you know, so loyal, enthusiastic.
And if you looked at the Denver television numbers, it'd be one thing. But it's a Sunday night ESPN game, so it's a national. And the first game was a Steelers game. That was down significantly. Now, in Pittsburgh, it was huge because of Roethlisberger's coming back. But in Denver, I'm sure they had huge numbers. But they weigh and measure, as you know, Nielsen's, it's nationwide. The Cowboys and the Rams, that was the Sunday night game on NBC, that didn't do well. The average audience is down. Week one game, it's the Steelers and Patriots. When you start to watch this stuff and you realize that when Donald Trump says, look, they've cratered. Now, the people that I read that are the methodologists, they say it will be by week four. If it continues at this, again, according to one of the people that I read, the owners, if it, and like, nobody comes to the game, so they don't sell any merchandise, there's no parking, there's no beer, there's no food, there's no fill in the blank. If it continues at this rate and losing the ratings, the owners will lose I'm reading this, David, $6.5 billion by the
– Good.
I said good, too. Good, too. But here's my question. You're a smart man. How long before the phones start to ring? How long before Jerry Jones calls Goodell and says –
Oh, of course. This is going nowhere. It's just the wrong optics. You have these super athletes. Everybody knows, their mentality is totally into their skills. Yeah, you have to shoot a basketball 8 hours a day to do what these guys do. So to have them telling us where to go politically is ridiculous. And everybody knows it. What credibility does LeBron James have as a political analyst? And then they make these incredibly insulting statements. People forget there's a lot of white people out there who did a lot of things for civil rights, who have, sat by while this black skin, what I like to call black skin privilege, where the kids, if you're a black kid, you can get into a college with 200 less SAT points, and now they're abolishing even any merit-based thing. All the privileges in getting jobs. Everybody can see that. All the money, all the scholarships, everybody bending over backwards to make up, for the past. And then they just spit in your face. Nothing has changed. If you're black, you're being hunted. Demolish the police who protect everybody, but in particular, they protect inner city blacks, which is the high crime areas. That's where all the murder rates are spiking 100% and 200%, thanks to the efforts of Black Lives Matter and LeBron James. Well, so people will get fed up pretty quickly.
One of the things, this is because I've hung around this business, one of the things that will happen is the networks, when they turn around, they sell packages, they promise an audience. And they tell, I use the greater Denver Chevy dealers or Ford, doesn't matter. But the salesperson says to them through an agency, this is our projection audience. Well, these guys can read Nielsen's. And when you're down that much, when they're going to want their money back. I'm serious.
And yeah, the big thing, of course, is that the basketball, the big money comes from China, our enemies.
Well, but again,
getting very complicated.
Yeah. But again, if you don't care about, and this is the question you have, that everybody's kind of locked in right now, but the old Grimm's fairy tale, the golden goose, they can kill it. And other sports have been killed. And you can kill this.
Yeah, it took a long time for basketball to be on tightly and so forth.
So,
there was this incident at a football game. I forget that. I think Texas was one of the teams where they did this big before the game started. They did this big kneel and make a political statement, and they got booed.
Oh,
there
yeah.
were 17,000 fans in the stands, and they booed them.
They booed them in Kansas City.
People go to sports as a refuge from politics.
Well, but why are people turning it off? I mean, that's one of the things That now Goodell right now is trying to spin a tale that it's not true. It is true, but
he's a jerk.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't you think?
He's a PC guy. He's apologizing.
Yeah, give him $60 million.
Oh yeah,
it's
huge. It's big. All right, so, you and I both. David Horowitz is with us. We both know there's a make break, and there's projections on the fourth week four. So if you get into week four and they're down as significantly as they are, and the greater Metro Chevy dealers are on the phone. And the national guys, whoever it is, it doesn't matter, are on the phone to ESPN or into ABC or to Fox. And Fox is in this. I want to ask you about Soros and Fox, too. But these guys, they're trapped. And when they got to give back money, and they will have to, and those owners are nothing. I mean, there's some greedy fill-in-the-blanks that are owning the NFL. And it's going to come down to somebody's going to have to say, all right, guys, fun's fun. But let me swing over to, did you see that that awkward statement in the Gingrich Soros fiasco. Did you watch that on? You see any of that, David?
No, all he said was the truth that Soros was behind these riots as well, and behind the whole Democrat resistance. He owns the Democrat Party.
Yeah, sure.
As he used to specialize in funding the campaigns of secretaries of state because they preside over elections.
Yeah.
That's how Al Franken won. But now it's prosecutors who side with the criminals.
Yeah.
The whole Democrat Party, if people haven't noticed, is siding with the criminals. They've let out tens of thousands of convicted felons, including violent ones, rapists. It's just horrendous what the Democrats have done. I don't know. Gingrich brought it up on the...
Yeah.
And the Harris Faulkner reacted pretty...
But why? I mean, Fox was allegedly the bastion, and it no longer is. Even the president's been critical. But why would they even...
No, they have all these lying airheads like Marie Harfon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I don't mind. I have my friend Warren Williams. I mean, it's embarrassing to watch him, you know, do these Democrat talking points. They're all over the daytime television. They disappear in the primetime hours in the evening. But, yeah.
All right, now.
I was watching Donna Brazile, speaking of one of them, praising Chris Wallace as being the moderator.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's a kiss of death, Chris.
when someone like that saying you're a good guy.
But, you know, it has some great people on it, like Tucker and Gutfeld and Jesse Winters.
Let me do this.
Laura.
David Horowitz's recent book, or latest book, is Blitz. Donald Trump will smash the left and win. Trump, you predict Trump wins. We have about 4 or 5 more minutes left. Mr. Horowitz, why and how will Donald Trump win?
Well, I think the main thing is the security issue. That people want from their government one thing, I mean, above all others, and that's safety. We want safety at the borders. The Democrats are for open borders, no more deportations. Lure people in by giving them maximum welfare benefits and free health care. Open borders means borders that terrorists, criminals, and viruses can cross. And everybody knows that. But then if you look at what's happened to our cities, our cities are unsafe now. The police, the people, you know, a lot of the things don't get, you know, they get reported, but they don't get noticed. But there's like hundreds of officers per big city police force taking early retirements. You have to be crazy to be a cop now. I mean, it was a dangerous job to begin with. And you know, that's why, you know, they say, oh, this scumbag, Jacob Blake, in Kenosha, was shot in the back 7 times. Well, actually, there were 7 shots. He was only shot 4 times, but he was reaching for a knife. That's why he was shot. And, you know, you just don't take chances like that. If you watch the cop videos, where they use the body cams, and they have them set up in the squad cars. There's one really horrific one of 2 cops wrestling a guy. They do a traffic stop. And the guy gets out of his car and then he attacks them and they wrestle him and they're fighting. And the guy breaks free, runs to his car, gets his gun and shoots them both. That's an ordinary job, people. I mean, these people are earning a living and risking their lives to do so. And where's their support? When LeBron James says, or when Bill Russell says that, black kids grow up scared of being killed by police, there should be a public outcry. Who are you talking about? What are you talking about? Because it isn't happening.
The minute, and we've all seen this, the minute that somebody puts a different name on their football helmet, or what happened to Drew Brees, Or, I mean, there's a
Oh, it's so sad to watch these guys crumble.
But again, I mean, this is fear factor. It goes back to other places, other times in Europe or places in Asia, where speaking the truth, when does speaking the truth suddenly become racist, or when does speaking the truth suddenly become hate speech? And
well, the Democrat Party is really trying to make it that.
Sure.
I had made a mistake of talking to a reporter who was writing a book on Steve Miller. And I didn't know the title of the book, and she was very nice over the phone and seemed intelligent. And the title of the book is Hate Monger.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm in the book as the person that turned Steve Miller into a racist hate monger.
Sure. I know.
So she says, I pointed out I marched in my first civil rights march back in 1948.
Yeah.
And I've written books. I mean, anybody can see what I believe.
Doesn't matter.
And supporting civil rights doesn't matter.
No,
she didn't take that on. But she took on, I wrote her a really nasty letter.
Well,
and she said, well, hate monger. Well, I look at, if you look at what you said, you call people racist and totalitarians. I said, send me all your writings condemning Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Rachel Maddow, Donald Malone, Chris Cuomo, and all these people who use similar words, except the difference is when I use them, I tell you why I think they're racist. They just use it for people who disagree with them.
Sure. That's the argument now. It goes back to Orwellian, words mean what I say they mean, not what you think they mean. But now we have revised. And my final one, when did Rushmore become a symbolism of white supremacy? When Donald Trump went. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Come back. We'll get you back right away. The book is Blitz. And you say Donald Trump will smash the left and he's going to walk this in, he's going to win. Final thoughts, Mr. Horwitz?
Well, they're planning a coup. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
These Democrats are criminals. I mean, it's sad to say, but it's a criminal party. If you read my book, Blitz, you'll see what they did to Trump is just criminal. Try to overthrow a president based on lies that they knew were lies. It's sedition. It's also called treason. We have a system which works by compromise. When a president is elected, he gets a honeymoon. And
opposition
is formed.
He never got it.
Yeah, yesterday, this idiot Biden is accusing Trump of killing every single coronavirus.
Come on.
He's our president. There are 63 million people who voted for him. What you're basically, and they do, are saying is that not only is Trump a mass murderer, but 63 million Americans are accomplices. That's the end of the country. You can't have a country. That's not divided. That's a civil war.
You take care. Thank you, Mr. Horwitz.
All right.
We'll talk again. Thank you, sir. David Horwitz. That's right. Now, Biden said that Donald Trump was responsible for every death. All right. You want to know the secret of finding a low mortgage rate? It's our friends at American Financing. By the way, Dave Gruber's coming up. They're known for creating custom home loans that are designed around your needs, including loans that offer some of the lowest rates in history. It's an easy application process, results in pre-qualification. So, pre and free, and you're there, you're looking for to buy a home or refi a home or take some money out of your home to do remodeling. American Financing is always the team I recommend. Plus, you can easily apply online, complete your mortgage app anytime, day or night. They are terrific, and they do the job. If you need help, chat with a mortgage consultant. Call them up, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. They took incredible care of me. They'll do it for you. AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. 303-695-7000. These things about Cory Gardner, John Hickenlooper. Look, you guys, if this was a national election, why don't they buy a Cory Gardner ad on television in Omaha? Or put a go up to Wyoming and put a Hickenlooper ad on in Cheyenne. This is a statewide election. I rest my case. We come back with Dave Gruber. Hang on. Morning, everybody. 710 KNUS. Stephen's video, his film, the documentary film, Denver and Decay. It's on YouTube now, as well as our website, 710 KNUS. 85 the high today, hazy. 87 Saturday, 80 on Sunday. Please say good morning. One of the good guys. Welcome back to the radio show. City Councilman from Aurora, Dave Gruber. That's pretty cool stuff that happened. Dave, good morning, man. Thanks for doing the show.
Good morning, Peter. This is a good day.
Yeah, talk about it.
Well, there were six arrests yesterday. As everyone knows, we've had a number of protests in Aurora. The protests have been led by the Party of Socialism and Liberation and the Frontline Party for Revolutionary Action. These are have tried to tie themselves to the Elijah McClain death, but the Elijah McClain's family has said that they don't want to have anything to do with it. So these are protesters. The Party of Socialism and Liberation and the Revolution and the, you know, the revolutionaries are protesting because they want a revolution and they want socialism. So six people were arrested: Lillian House, Joel Northam, Terrence Roberts, Whitney Lucero, Terry Quinn, and John Rutch were arrested for felonies and misdemeanors in both Adams County and Arapahoe County. They are very close comrades of some of our Aurora council members, Council Member Juan Marcano and Council Member Allison Coombs specifically. Their wards are on the southwest and the central west part of the city. And those people, and then as well as Crystal Murillo, who is Ward 1, which is up in the northwest part of town. So, you know, the council members have protested with these people at all the different protests. So some of the ones we're talking about, the June 27th violin vigil, the police have maintained that it was important for them to come out and clear the Great Lawn for a number of different reasons. You know, so, for example, there's a history museum next to the police station, and a person with a weapon had climbed the wall and had gotten tactical advantage over the doors, the entryway of the police station. So that happened. There were a number of rock piles that the police were not aware of that were there then. Probably half pound to 3 pound rocks. There was talk within the group that they were going to storm the police station. So the police chief and the city leadership made a decision, it's time to clear the Great Lawn. During that time, you know, there was, people were ready for the police to come out. They actively resisted. The police declared a lawful order that you have to clear. Council Member Coombs was right there in the middle of it, refusing to follow the law. So it was, so that was a rough time. And again, it reflected badly on the police because people didn't understand that, that while they were there for a peaceful vigil, that the McClain family did support and was in honor of Elijah McClain, that there were radicals in there that were trying to do damage and trying to attack the police station. So that was a big deal. Then the second one was July 3rd. This one was real dangerous because this was at District 1 Police Station. So this is an active police station in the highest crime area part of the city. And what they did there is they had a peaceful protest. Again, three of our council members were there. The protesters secured the doors of the building. So you couldn't get in and get out. And then in the back, what they did is they secured the gate so the vehicles couldn't get in or out. So there were 18 cops inside. You know, the police were saying, all right, now what do we do with this? There was a big question as, do we do a frontal assault? Do we go in and take the protesters down? And our new police chief, Vanessa Wilson, did a great job making a decision and said, you know what, let's wait them out. So during the course of the evening, what happened was that people started to slowly go away. The leaders of the protest, they saw them leave. And then after that, the police walked in about 3:30 in the morning and said, okay, guys, you have to get across the street. The protesters complied, moved across the street, and then things were secured, the cops were released and all that. The issue, though, is that in the morning when sun came up, they found gallons of gasoline, they found weapons and things like that stashed in the bushes. So what was supposed to happen was that the police were supposed to attack the protesters, the protesters were going to light the building on fire with the police officers inside, and then there was going to be a major fight, and that would be on national news for a week. Sure. But because the police department made the decision to not go in, and that wasn't a very popular decision, especially for the cops that were inside the building, but because they made that decision, it was It didn't happen, and everything went away. But the fact that they did that, the fact that they actually chained the doors or secured the doors, that's felony kidnapping, and that those are felonies. So the leaders, that I just mentioned, those they're being charged for those felonies, and that's a big deal. Then there was another issue that occurred on July 25th. That was the one where the Jeep drove on I-225. They had blocked the road and so on. But during that protest, people were carrying pro-police signs, and some of the the socialists attacked those. Attacked is probably a strong word, but they ripped the signs out of their hands and threw them on the ground. And so they were arrested for that as well. So these six protesters faced 33 felony counts and 34 misdemeanor counts, split between Adams County and Arapahoe County, and each of them faces years in prison if convicted.
Who are they? Let me do this. Our guest, Councilman Dave Gruber, and their Aurora PD arrests a party of six, and they are – when they described themselves, how would they have described themselves to you? I mean, you're saying socialism, liberation. Is that what they call themselves, or do they call themselves something else?
No, that's the organization.
That's what I
so
thought.
If you go to their website or their Facebook look for Party of Socialism and Liberation.
Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make. You're not making that up. That's who they call themselves.
No. And when I say that we have socialist members on the city council, I'm not that up either. If you go to the city council website and you go into mayor and council and you look at the pictures, we've got two council members that are wearing a socialist rose next to their city pin. So they're socialist. That's the socialist pin's closer to their heart than the city. And those are the people that are out marching with the revolutionaries.
Do you think, Dave, that they want to Portlandize all of this? Because I believe they do.
They want to Portland. Say that again.
They want to. It's a word I just made up.
Oh, you may. Okay.
to turn.
I don't know whether they do or not, but I know things are going to get crazy now. So there's going to be more protests. The arrests were made in both Aurora and Denver. They were at the house. There were traffic stops and stuff like that. I mean, this took a lot of time because, again, the police can only they had to go through hours and hours of video to identify the specific crimes and specific people. They had to give that to the district attorneys in both Adams and Arapahoe. The district attorneys then had to decide to file the charges and bring them in. So this isn't. What I'm saying is that the things that they are arrested for are the things that they can prove in court. This isn't everything bad they did. This is the things that they can prove. So, and again, from what I understand, these are pretty strong cases. So we'll see what the judge and if the jury decides, and we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. No, you're on the money. Dave Gruber's with us, and some of them, I understand, can't make bond. Is that true?
Yeah, there were two no bond. So it's not a question of can't make bonds. Because of the severity of the crimes that they're charged with, they were not allowed to, aren't given a bond. Mm-hmm. So a judge is going to have to make that decision. So they'll be in jail for a couple of days.
They actually see themselves as Bolsheviks. I mean, I'm trying to find who they are in history. Some of these see themselves as the Red Guard. But some of these people, like the ones you're describing, really see themselves as Leninists. They are totally capable of, again, like burning a police station, those kinds of things. And that's why I ask about, do they want to turn this into Portland? Because I believe they do.
I don't know. And again, we've got more coming. I've got, there's a quote here from Councilmember Coombs saying that their arrest is, and again, she was with them at the protest, but the arrest is 100% of an attempt to silence, intimidate, and threaten freedom fighters.
Sure.
So that she considers them freedom fighters.
Well, they're Bolsheviks.
Then Councilmember Marcano is talking about it's nothing more than police being used as a form of social control.
That's Sita Baca. That's Councilwoman Sita Baca. Cops are dogs. The cops are pit bulls. Same mindset, same verbiage, same outcome. I mean, these people are frightening, and they truly mean it.
Oh, let me go a step further than that, because on Sunday here in South Aurora, there was a protest at the house of a council member.
Yep.
So what they're doing now, there's another group called Community E, and they're sponsoring pop-up surprise protests at the houses of council members. And oh, by the way, they're only protesting conservative council members.
Course.
Funny about that.
Of course.
And so they had a major protest at council member Francoise Bergenhaus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really disappointed. Channel 4 covered it, and Channel 4 made it sound like a bunch of Girl Scouts.
Sure. Well,
but
you're not shocked. Yeah. Well, I mean, Dave Gruber's with us. And nobody can be shocked at this anymore. We're talking about the ratings, the NFL ratings, and the Broncos have tanked. So I looked everywhere in the Denver Post, Channel 9. I can't find one mention of Nielsen numbers about the Denver Broncos. Not one.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. And what we're seeing across on the media is just really, really disheartening.
Sure.
But what's happening now on social media, especially down here in Southeast, there's an app called Nextdoor, and all the neighbors are on it. So the neighbors, you know, every once in a while, you know, Nextdoor is the thing where you say, does anybody know somebody who can mow the lawn or aerate my lawn and things like that. So it's a very, you know, neighbor-to-neighbor kind of thing. But every once in a while, people will put things in there saying, hey, this is a really important thing, pay attention. So when the protesters occurred at Francois's house, it started to blow up on Nextdoor because all of a sudden these people with their families are saying, oh my God, these people, we've got people in the road with bullhorns swearing, yelling, threatening this council member. They were there for 3 hours. She went out to talk to them and you know, they harassed her and they gave her a hard time. Her husband, here's the story. Her husband came down with a bowl of water for the dog because this one guy was walking his dog.
It's poisoning the dogs.
Yeah, and that's where they started yelling. He's poisoning the dog. He's poisoning his dog.
Yeah.
So what's happening? You know, so again, CBS broadcast of the story made it sound like Girl Scouts.
Dave. You two know about all of it. Stephen Tubbs has woken up after all these years to how it works. People, I think, are really beginning to understand. I mean, I think that they're really trying to finally get to the Denver Post or to Nine or to the rest of these people and understand, figure out just who the hell they are. And they have an agenda. They meet the agenda. I'm talking about the NFL ratings is just a perfect. The Monday Night Football, the Broncos, that rate, their ratings were down 31% over the year before. Last night, the Thursday night game was down 45%. No mention. And I realize it's in and of itself nothing, but in and of itself, it's everything. Same thing is true what happens to you. Take a last comment, if you would.
Well, we expect more protests at council members' house. I got a feeling I'm on the target list pretty soon. What I would recommend to folks is that if you see a protest going on at a council member's house, don't interfere. Just stay back. Let the protest go on. Let them go home. They're looking for a confrontation. They're looking for a way to get on the nightly news. If you leave them alone, and then it's just 3 hours of them yelling and screaming, making idiots of themselves. If people get engaged and a fight occurs, that gets on the news. And the fighters, the people that are there in defense of liberty, that are there in defense of supporting the council member, are going to be painted as a bad guy. My recommendation is don't engage.
Take care of yourself. Thanks, Councilman. Be safe. I don't know why this has happened, but it has happened about Cory Gardner and Hickenlooper. Your point is not made. Apparently you can't differentiate between who legally can vote for Hickenlooper and Cory, who can influence this race on an act. Look, you guys, they pour money in to defeat this Lauren Boebert. They pour money in to defeat Walker Stapleton. They pour money in to win the mayor's job. They pour money in to win congressional seats all the time. That's the outside PACs. But you can't vote. God, I mean, I understand that you guys have to have this discussion. The vote for who will be the next U.S. senator will only be done by Coloradans. Now, influencers, money, PACs, all the rest of it, whether it's Hickenlooper or Hancock or you fill in the blank, Polis, They can do that because the court said the First Amendment says you can send me money and I can take it and do-da-do-da. But the vote is done just like for governor. It's done or just, you know, it's a statewide job. It's if you lived in Omaha, Nebraska, you can't vote for John Hickenlooper. I don't know. But again, I've apparently upset somebody, more than one person. But what's new, right? Urban Lights, and then we'll get some phone calls in here. They open again. This great selection of designer markets from around the world dedicated to keeping your shopping experience as safe as possible. Shop this summer sale. It's going on. It's coming to an end, but they got save up to 40% off list prices on all lighting. One of the coolest things that they got, and I got it, it's the best, is the legendary ceiling fan. When you walk in, believe it or not, this is how big this place is. There's 150 ceiling fans on display. What'd he say? He said that. Don't forget the large ceiling fan selection, over 150 fans on display. The lights, indoor and outdoor lights. I mean, just everything you want, everything you need. Online, urbanlightsdenver.com. Look at them, UrbanLightsDenver.com. They're local lighting experts. Genuine value. There is no one better. Lighting fixtures or ceiling fan purchases, they are Urban Lights.
Listen live at radio.com. We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
All right, everyone. It's a Friday. Thank goodness. Billy and I are saying amen. September the 18th, 2020. Hazy, warm, 85. Good motorcycle weekend. All right. Here's a... Karl Marx was a Satanist. Karl Marx was an atheist. Remember, the opiate of the people is religion. The state would become the faith. Karl Marx was a Satanist. Search and read him. No, he wasn't. He was an atheist. They said God was a weapon of the capitalists. I don't know what we do anymore. We go to Al on one. Hey, Al, you're on a radio show. It's Friday. Good morning.
Hey, Peter, this is Al.
Hey, Bubba.
I got a question for you. Or it should have been for the council guy. How come they're not going to prosecute those council members that were in the march and were participating
You don't get prosecuted for being in a march.
No,
I'm asking
if they prosecute them as accessories to a crime.
Why would you? I mean, you're in a march and somebody acts like an idiot. You're not responsible. I know you want to get them and it would be fine, but no, that violates all kinds of constitutional issues. You can't do it. Now, if they start breaking windows, then it's a different thing. But if they're just, but what they are is, if they're passing out the hammers, you can get them. But, I love you. Thanks. All right, Billy, who's on two? Jackie, you're on a radio show. Thank you.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jackie.
I was going through some things of mine yesterday, and do you remember the article, I'm sure you do, that you did, Gross and Chuck Green, Close Your Eyes and You're in L.A.?
Oh, yeah, sure, of course.
And I found that, and I was reading through it, and boy, it couldn't be more accurate. Do you remember when you wrote this?
Yeah, sure.
Well, because it doesn't have any dates on here.
Yeah, it was probably 20 years ago or more than that.
God, was it that long?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean,
wow.
But this is, again, coming back to reading history. Everything about this is all predictable. Where the country is headed. It's all happened before. The battle for the streets has all happened before. The idiots that get their hands on the media, it's happened before. When they come for people, they'll come for you. I mean, believe it or not, and they may not want to believe it, but I'll be, like what did Hank sing, Long Gone Blues. I mean, I'll be hitting the streets way before that. They'll say, well, you got to go, and we know it's all time to come. But if, and I hope Horowitz is right, if Trump can hold the line, and I say if, with a big question.
I hope so.
I do too. But I tell you what, they got problems. It's just like Cory Gardner's got problems, and these schmodos don't want to even look at the problems. Trump's got problems.
He's creating his own right now. It's I just wanted to strangle him when he's going, the CDC didn't say that that you had to wait until maybe the middle of next year.
And why does he let Woodward in and do... and let Woodward tape him and say those things. And then apparently, according to Woodward, Trump called him at the house and his wife answered the phone. And she said, Bob, the president's on the phone. I mean, I don't understand that. I want him to win.
Yeah.
I want Cory Gardner to win. But they're blowing it. And
yeah, they are.
Oh,
they
please.
Are. I really like him, and I definitely want him in there, but he's starting to piss me off.
Well, it isn't so much that.
What the hell's the matter with you?
And I looked at this Bob Woodward whole thing. You let Bob Woodward in. Bob Woodward, him and Bernstein got Nixon. Now, Nixon got Nixon, but you know what I'm saying. Nixon never talked to them, but you let Bob Woodward, and you're calling Bob Woodward at the house, according to Bob Woodward. Why? And the Cory Gardner thing, why aren't you using the thing like the homeless? Why aren't you doing these things? Because Hickenlooper is ahead on the points. Now, all these people that are all upset and text messaging, you know what? Life's tough, play hard. I get it. But guess what? They're not voting for John Hickenlooper in Omaha. They're not voting for Cory Gardner in Wyoming. It's a state election. for the U.S. Senate. And yet people pour money into this, and that's allowable, but they don't vote. And John Hickenlooper is takeable. He's beatable. You can beat this guy, but you got to go start throwing. You got to start dirty boxing him. You got to start doing some stuff to him, and they haven't done it. Now we're September the 18th, and they better move on it. All right,
Not much time.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we got time for Mike on one. Mike, we got about a minute 30. You're on the show. Good morning.
Candy C. DeBaca, the Marxism that she has bought into, it's from the occult, right? So really what this has come down to is
tell me where this is a cult.
Marx is known as a Satanist.
Marx is an atheist.
No, Marx, search it up.
I'm pretty good
poems.
On Marx.
Where
in a manifesto, where in Das Kapital does he say I'm a Satanist?
Well, to affect his policy, that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Love your call. 303-696-1971. Friday morning, Stefan this afternoon. He's been killing it. Monday morning, me and Billy go get him again. But what a week. All right, see what happens next. Vote for Cory Gardner just to make this guy happy. You don't want Cory to win. You love Hickenlooper. Yeah, right. Okay, that's it. I wrote a column called John Hickenlooper, the Lizard King. Yeah, I'm big on Hickenlooper. Take care of yourselves. Talk radio is what it is. Billy Thorpe, you made the week work. All right, everybody. Stephens this afternoon. Take care.
Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.